Welcome to Speak It On. This program is designed for the edification and entertainment of the listeners and not designed to be representative of a church, nonprofit organization, or denomination. Opinions expressed are solely those of the host. Hey, hey, welcome back. Are you afraid of the dark? Darkness is interesting in the Bible for many reasons. Darkness in general, we tend to fear. In fact, that's why people who think dark things and do dark things like to think of themselves as living in the dark. But to be honest, God is God of the darkness as well. You know, you're thinking, wait a minute, what do you mean God is God of the dark? That makes no sense. Well, first of all, let's think about darkness in this way. Darkness is usually associated with evil, okay, in many ways. Not because darkness is evil, but because evil people like to use darkness to conceal what they're doing. Let's look at the scripture for a second, because the scripture describes God as light, okay? But he also talks about God in darkness. All right. So here's the thing about God being light. And we think light is bright and life-giving and revealing, things of that nature. So let's talk about 1 John 1:5, where it says this. This then is the message which you have heard from him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and we walk in darkness, we lie and do not know the truth. In verse 7, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. All right. So, darkness is used figuratively and literally in the Bible, and you kind of have to follow the way it's going, because light is seen as truth. Why? Because it's revealing. Because you got a lot of light, you got it reveals what's around it. Interestingly enough, if you have too much light, you have the opposite. You can't see. Now, in Genesis chapter 1, and let's look at verse 4. This is where God's creating everything. And he says, and God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. And he called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning the first day. Now, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness, God saw that it was good. So, daytime, nighttime, God said it was good. So, in that situation, God doesn't automatically equate darkness with evil. All right. As a matter of fact, in Psalms, you find that he's kind of described as using darkness as a cloak, kind of a mysterious kind of thing, kind of an awesome, powerful, kind of mysterious kind of thing. Psalms 18:11 says, "He, which is God, made darkness his covering, his canopy around him, thick clouds, dark with water." So what does that mean? Well, let's look at it this way. Again, darkness is seen as something that conceals. Light is seen as something that reveals. Reveals to who? People who witness. Criminals, you know, bad activity, if you think about it, happens in dark places. Bad behavior happens in dark places. Why? Because they don't think anyone's watching. Here's the problem. God's always watching. God is the God of the light, but he's also the God of darkness. Now, what's interesting is that when they talk about God and darkness, and they talk about negative ways of darkness, they actually talk about obscurity, where things are hard to see. There is nothing about God that's obscure. Think a moment in terms of this. Smoke, especially smoke from fires like sulfur and things, are dark. There's a lot of smoke and dark, thick cloud. That obscures. That is more of what the Bible describes as darkness in relation to evil, to where nothing's clear. Everything is kind of fuzzy. However, if you go out into the night and you look into the starry sky and you see the canopy of black with pinpricks of white, that's more like God. Why is that? Now, that's not God, but it is more like God in how he is, because there's nothing obscure about it. It's amazing. It's awe-inspiring. And if you've never taken the time to go out and get away from the city lights sometime and see the night sky, and I'm not saying sit there for hours and hours like an astronomer does, or a junior astronomer, because some people really dig that. I like that myself, however, comma. Just see it. As a camper, I love to, some of the most wonderful times I've had that felt so close to the Lord was when I was looking into the night sky and I could see the Milky Way and the stars. Because at that point, I don't feel like I'm being hidden. I'm not being obscure. God sees me, and I am able to see something that's fantastic in his wonder. Now think about it for a second. If darkness is so bad, and we do equate darkness with bad, which I don't think is always fair. For example, people use light skin as being good and dark skin as being bad sometimes. I don't think that's right. I mean, there are people that feel that way, and that's just messed up. Because we think, you know, oh, God is light, therefore the lighter your skin, the closer you are to God. No. No. That's not it at all. So here's the thing. God exists in the darkness as well. If he didn't, think about people who are blind and have no quote-unquote light. They can feel the sun on their skin, but they can't see light. If you're totally blind, you don't see light, so you're in dark. Well, does that mean they're cursed? Well, I mean, they can't see, but no, they're not cursed. God is God of everything. And if you remember the Genesis passage, God created the light and the dark. Now, why do they refer to God as being more like light? Mainly because it's clear. He is very, very clear. He is not obscure. He does not function in a, like a ninja. He has mysterious ways, and we don't always understand them, and sometimes it seems like it's kind of a spooky kind of way of doing stuff. But it's only because we don't understand what he's doing. God's not hiding. God is very apparent, but, you know, the complication is we usually find what we're looking for. And if you're not looking for God, you don't always find him. But he wants to be found, and he's seeking us. So, why is God like light? God is like light because he reveals, because he shows you. And what, you know, a lot of people say, you know, what you see is the truth. Well, maybe. Have you ever heard the term, believe half what you see and none of what you hear? I've heard that before. But the thing is, God reveals, and when we stand before him, everything having to do with our lives, even in the darkest places, is going to be projected for everyone to see from a screen that's 20 miles by 20 miles. God will reveal even the stuff that's done in the dark. Why? Because God is the God of light and the dark. Now, we usually equate darkness with the devil. Why is that? It's because the devil likes to do stuff in concealment, or at least he thinks it's concealed. God sees it. We don't always see it, but God sees it. So, the question is, where can you go to get away from God, where God can't see you? I think in one of the Psalms it says, you know, if I go to the bottom of the ocean, you're there. If I go to the top of the mountain, you're there. There's nowhere you can go to get away from the eyes of the all-seeing, almighty God. Now, how can we handle standing in front of him with everything we've done? With Jesus. Because if you have Jesus, God doesn't see the garbage in your life. Why is that? Because the blood of Jesus washes it all away, figuratively speaking. In reality, when you turn your life over to Jesus, you're a new creature. Everything just changes. And all of your old sins are gone. All the old sins are gone. And finally, there's a way to have a relationship with God. So, if you've always been afraid of the dark, realize that there's nowhere you can go to escape God's love. And if you belong to Him, then He loves you no matter where it is, daytime or night. Now, with that in mind, I want you to keep on speaking it on.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Speak It On. And as always, don't be afraid to speak the word in boldness and truth. And may God bless all of your life.